here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
It's Pat and JT. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Subscribe, rate, review our podcast. Thanks for listening. Download it.
Absolutely. Credit unions are member-owned, if you did not know that, which means they concentrate on providing their members with the best financial products they want and need, not looking at stockholder earnings first. And giving back to the community is also a priority. Plus, here's the big one. If you're actually ready to start banking with a credit union that cares, we could recommend Centris Federal Credit Union. That's where I bank. You can learn more about them on their website. They've got great social media. Stop in any of their 15 locations. They're there for you. Check out their website. Federally insured NCUA equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000. That is, if they're still around after the big eclipse happens in a couple.
I'm telling you, things are getting weird. Okay, so we know the eclipse is coming on Monday. And it's probably right before 2 o'clock our time, right in that area is when we're supposed to have the best, most impact that we'll be able to see, which should be pretty significant for us actually too. Yeah. Not 100%, but really close. And like 5 minutes, they're saying too, it's long, like 4 or 5 minutes. So it'll be really weird. All right. In the middle of the day, just go dark or close to it.
Yeah. That is weird.
But there's a whole line of states that are directly in the path that's just southeast of us, running from the Gulf to the northeast part of the country. And of late, there a handful of these states have declared or issued orders of states of emergency or states of alert, putting their emergency services people at least on alert. So they're like, okay, this is what we're doing and letting the people know. And one of them was Indiana, and somebody just posted the declaration so you could kind of read through what they're saying in it. And part of it that they're saying is because of the, you know, huge influx of people and the stress on the emergency management system and the last total solar eclipse, which is what parts of Indiana are definitely going to be seeing or not seeing. They're seeing an eclipse.
Seeing not seeing the sun.
So it's been like 1869 was the last time that happened. And the next time won't be till 2099. They're also, like I said, expecting a serious influx of several hundred thousand visitors for what could be a once in a lifetime event. And it goes on and on with all this. And so the state of Indiana is a member of the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, and it goes on and on. But basically, it's an order for a state of emergency ahead of the solar eclipse coming up next week. And I saw that somebody had pointed out, well, that's weird because every year, like a million people show up in Indiana to go to the Indy 500. And yeah. No states of emergency. Weird. But and a few other states.
People that go to those races, and there should be a state of emergency.
Excuse me.
I'm just saying. That's open wheel. We don't like open wheel, do we? Don't you talk trash against open wheel?
You do when you have. I like when the racer, I like watching it. I will say that, but I don't sit and watch it as intently. But when you have drivers crossing over that run both races that day, right? So you have the stock car race and then you have, I kind of like that.
Like when Beyonce crosses over into country.
Not one bit. I know I'm not supposed to be that way, but stay in your lane. And I know some people get mad when you said, I don't take it that serious. But I will say on that point, I did have a few people comment. And these are people that I was like meeting with or that I know that I ran into yesterday and on totally different conversations we were talking or meeting about, but along the way, the topic was brought up. I heard your podcast this morning and that the Jolene song, I didn't know the lyrics said that, or I've never even paid attention to the, so, well, now you'll hear it when you listen.
Yeah. Now you hear it.
But anyway, so back to this whole eclipse thing. Okay. So along with the eclipse, along with the states of emergency. Last night, we had an outburst of tornadoes that happened pretty much along that same path of the eclipse.
Yeah, which is crazy.
And there's some radar screenshots that people are passing around that are really wild. They said in St. Louis, the radar was down when a tornado touched down. And there's no explanation for why that happened.
Right. Like I've never heard of radar going down. Not that it hasn't, but I've never heard of radar going down.
Especially during an event.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Right.
And then there were some other screenshots off to the east of that, and it shows this perfect pattern of storms, and it's like nine storms in a perfect box pattern, like boom, 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 boom. Right? It's a square. So there's a storm at each corner, and then there's a storm in between each one. It looks like a I don't know, it's a tic-tac-toe board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really creepy.
Yeah, and they're all the same size storms.
Mm-hmm.
So that was weird. I know. Get your tinfoil hat.
But it's not. But like it's that. Like you're looking at it, and it's like that's not tinfoil hatty. Maybe it happens a lot. I don't know. But I've never seen somebody point it out before. And I mean, they usually show the big picture of the United States and the storms everywhere. And I've never seen it in such a pattern like that.
That was weird. And then they had a lot of patterns also because there were other glitches that were going on with some radars in other states, Florida and Nevada specifically. Had some weird glitches going on, straight lines.
And why do people think it's so weird that something would happen like this if it's the moon and the sun? It's like the moon affects everything, you know? So why wouldn't there be messes?
Yeah.
You know, like the electronics get screwed up, there'd be glitches and things. It totally makes sense to me. That doesn't even seem tinfoil hatty. It's like, well, kind of expect it.
You should like the outburst of storms, but because they didn't see this one coming. I think they were more or less, they were thinking it was severe thunderstorms, definitely. But I didn't hear anything about tornadoes, but I did see the map last night. And yeah, there was a big old red botch, you know, block over that area. But they weren't talking tornadoes. And then the tornadoes just erupted all over the place. Then the other thing was along the same line as the eclipse, they made just kind of like blocked out all of the earthquakes that have happened in the last 3 months,
which is wild, right along that same line. Wild.
Yes. And they had an earthquake last night in Taiwan. A big one.
Yeah.
It
was weird because some of the pictures and videos that you see, like some of the, at least the ones I saw, buildings are like literally a couple crooked, like just crooked buildings. Like how are they not falling over?
And they will, right?
Yeah.
Let me look here. #Taiwan #Taiwan earthquake. If you're on Twitter or X, they've got a lot of videos up now from security cameras, dash cams, showing that big mudslide that happened, or not even a mudslide, an earth slide, I guess it was. But they said that right now they have about 1,000 injured. It was a 7.4 magnitude.
Wow.
9 confirmed deaths, according to their fire department. And then the video of like when it hit, there was this huge earth slide, I guess you call it. And it just enveloped the road and this cloud of dirt it was huge, massive. But yeah, a lot of buildings that are sideways. And there were some people also that were on bridges. How scary.
Oh, yeah, that would be really scary.
And I saw one of those dash cams of somebody on the bridge, and they had a couple of people that were on motorcycles in front of them. And they're just like trying to brace themselves. They have nothing to grab a hold of. They're trying to hold their motorcycle up, and they're standing still. Everybody stopped and there's nowhere to go. And then one of them takes off. Like he's just like, I'm driving. I'm getting the heck out of here. But it was shaking bad. That's just scary.
Yeah.
Let me see here. And then there's a person that I follow that was there herself, and she had video in their hotel room. They had just gotten there, and she was posting about this earthquake that was happening. And she posted a video though that her husband had taken in their hotel room. You can hear her just barely in the background. She's just kind of whimpering. She's like in a room, in a hotel room, watching the shades go crazy. Things on the wall are shaking. Everything's going. You hear her in the background just saying, oh my God, oh my God.
Terrified. Oh
my God. Terrified. Terrified. And they've been given an order to stay in their rooms, even though the building's still moving at that time. This was yesterday after the earthquakes, but she says everything's still moving. I just want to get out of here. But they're telling us that we can't. They're on the 21st floor.
Oh,
that was the other thing too. They were on the 21st floor. I'm like, oh,
and like, I don't know what I would do. Like I would of course want to get the heck out of there. But then if you can't, do you go down to the lowest floor? Like do you, cause the 21st floor, I don't know. There's no wind.
There's no good place to be.
There's no good place to be.
In an earthquake. I can't think. Because being in the doorway isn't going to do it if you're on the 21st floor.
No. No.
But yeah, some of these videos and pictures are amazing that are coming out of that. So yeah, a lot of weird stuff going on.
I mean, come on. I mean, the moon causes periods, and if it causes periods, it can also affect phones. And
what did you just say?
It does. The tides, it doesn't it? The moon affects ladies' periods and tides. It does, right?
Not. I think it affects moods.
Oh, so both moons and periods affect moods.
Oh my God.
Are you Googling? I'm glad you're Googling.
Maybe to fix the periodic table. We'll go with that.
I'm got a 17.
Maybe it does go in the phases of the moon. Some people may sync with the moon. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I've heard that somewhere.
But others don't.
Yeah. Not everybody.
I'm not sure. Maybe there's, I don't know if it's really a lunar cycle connection.
My point is that it's not woo-woo. It's like,
it's not.
Yeah.
The tides, the moon and the sun. Yes. And the fact that the moon is going to be blocking the sun. That's a deal. Oh, and then that Taiwan earthquake. Then they were showing too, waiting for a potential tsunami, because they showed the beaches and there was like this huge drop. The water had dropped and they were expecting the potential of a tsunami. I haven't seen anything about that this morning, but there was a potential for it. One time they were saying up to 16 foot waves. But I don't know if that ever, let me see if I can find anything, if they've got anything on the tsunami in Taiwan. People are along the Japanese coast rather observing large withdrawal of the sea. And they were telling people to stay away from the beaches. No tsunami warning though was put out. So
I'd still probably play it safe though.
You know, right?
You just never know.
But it does. There are also videos, though, where the water is moving out of some canals because it was being pulled to the sea, right? And some boats that weren't moored or weren't tied down are drifting off with the current, taking them out.
Yeah. See, I'd get up high somewhere.
So anyway, so there's all that stuff going on. and then Diddy, there's a new video from Diddy.
Oh, there is?
It's inside the house. His... I don't know. It's one of his ladies apparently was in the house and she released the video for some reason, but it's their security footage inside. It really doesn't show much. It's what you would expect. I mean, it's not violent. It's not, you know, off the charts crazy or anything like that, but it is what you would expect in doing a search. But no, nothing else. But there are some other videos that did pop out that are older ones of Diddy and Bieber and one where they met up somewhere and you watch Diddy and watch the way he approaches Justin Bieber and like they're old buds, right? You know, they're coming in for the hug and all that stuff. But then you see Diddy, his hands like all over Justin's chest and kind of poking him in the chest and on his back, like he's looking for a wire.
Oh, that's weird. That's what it looked like. Oh, I thought it was creepy, but no, that's
And he should.
Yeah. He had good reason to, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Might be good reason. So anyway, so there's that. So what did you do last night?
Nothing. I did help Bennett with his taxes while Beth vacuumed my car. That was it.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Life goes on. I mean, that's pretty much it. And then we just sat and talked for a couple hours and watched half of a TV show and went to bed. That was it.
Again, life goes on.
Yeah.
Taiwan to taxes. There we go.
Taiwan taxes.
There you go. So,
okay. Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know what else to tell you guys. I know we're T minus what? Let's see. Five, T minus five to eclipse.
Yeah. So everybody brace yourselves.
Brace yourselves. T minus 5 days. Right. Yep. Yep. Get ready.
Cool. Thanks, stock guys. Up. Make sure
stock
you guys
up. Stock up.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm sorry, but even a blind squirrel, honey. That's right. That's what they say. That's right. You just never know when I'm going to be right. One of these days. One of these days.
I know. And then everybody's going to be gone. You're going to be the only one here yelling. I was right.
I told you.
I got all the food.
All right,
guys. Well, thanks. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Share it with your friends. And hopefully you guys have a great day. Prepare for the eclipse.
JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.